Welcome to today's broadcast, The Beauty of Grace. I'm Dr. Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. Today's message, we'd like to talk with you about the heart of the Father. Now, I know that so many people, they really struggle with understanding God as a Father instead of God. But there's a scripture that I'd like to read that I really think enlightens us a little bit. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, what I will, but what you will." Now we recognize here that the word Abba means dad, or it means father. The Greek says a personal name framed by the lips of an infant, betoken unreasonable trust. In other words, Jesus trusted his father. And throughout the scriptures, you'll see that he continuously called God Father. He never called him God except when he was on the cross, when there was being a separation of him and the Father. I want you to understand today that the only reason that Jesus even came to earth was to restore back the relationship between the Father and the Son. In the old covenant, they knew him as God all along, but they never knew him as Father. And so he was trying to restore back that Father-Son relationship. He was not trying to restore back religion. He was not trying to restore back that which was lost. He was trying to restore that Father and that Son relationship. And I think we see that pretty plainly in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. And it says this, and 7, "And because you're sons, God sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you're no longer a slave, but you're a son. And if a son, then you're an heir of God through Christ." Now, what a wonderful privilege that is today to know that we're sons of God. Not a slave, but we're a son. As a son, he sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, and that Spirit of his Son inside of our hearts is crying out for the Father. See, there's a lot that we haven't understood here about this thing of fatherhood, because we so definitely want to talk all the time about, you know, God and God at a distance. But there was something that happened in the transition between when Adam and the Father was walking on the earth together as one, and all of a sudden when Adam fell in the garden, there was a separation from God. Not on God's part, but by man's part, because we had a consciousness of sin. And from that point on, we saw God as at a distance. We saw him as over there. We didn't see him as personal. But Romans 8 and 15 says, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba, Father." Now I want you to understand that here he's saying that you do not have the spirit to fear God anymore. And there is a reverential fear of God, but not to be afraid that God's going to strike you down, or that God's going to do something to hurt you, or God's going to try to destroy you, or God's going to rip you up. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord, where we realize that he has received the spirit of adoption. Now, the word adoption is not the same English language as we understand. The word adoption means the placing of a son. In other words, he's placed you in a place that you're just like him. It means you almost look so much like him that you can't tell us apart. And so that's a wonderful thing when we understand God as a father and not as the distance. It's hard to have a relationship with a God, but it's easy to have a relationship with the Father. But if we've struggled with our relationship with our earthly Father, a lot of times we'll struggle with an earthly relationship and a heavenly relationship with a heavenly Father, because we're continuously trying to think like our earthly Father thinks, and we realize that if he gets mad with us, he gets angry with us, then he's going to rip us up and he's going to tear us up. But that's not the Father God. The Father God is always loving you. There's nothing that you can do to make him love you any more. There's nothing you can do to make him love you any less. Because Ephesians 1 and 5 says, "He having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." Now we know the adoption in the Greek here is a word that means a position. A word, son, stresses the quality and the essence of one resembling another, that a distinction between the two is indiscernible. So we recognize here that what he was trying to say to us is he's placed us into a place that you can't tell the difference in us and him. So I want you to understand that that's the purpose and the plan of the heart of the Father. The heart of the Father is that he's not mad with you. He's not angry with you. He's not upset with you. He absolutely is crazy about you. The Bible said in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, that he's praising and singing and rejoicing around you because you're continuously on his mind. Now, what a wonderful thing to know that the heart of the Father, that our spirit is crying out for the Father because he's instilled his spirit inside of us to reveal the heart of the Father. What a wonderful thing that is to know that the Father's heart is crying out after us. So when we think about the scriptures, I want you to see in Luke chapter 18, verse 15 through 17, and they brought also infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and he said, Let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, it by no means enter in. Doesn't that look like the heart of a father? He was wanting the little children to come to him. He was not moving away from little children. He had time for people. He was always touchable. That's the great thing about a father. So today I want you to think about just a moment. The heart of the Father. Fall in love with the heart of the Father. The heart of the Father, not as a God, but get to know him more personal, more intimate, and begin to realize that he's really, 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 really the heart of the Father, and he's really a dad, and he loves being a dad. God bless you. Until next time.